You're listening to the Cyber and Crime Files. I'm your host, Michelle Lamb. This New Year's Eve, I'll be giving you an inside look into some of the most interesting cybersecurity incidents of 2021, starting with this first topic and the title of our next episode on file, Have You Been Pwned? According to ZDNet, the National Cybercrime Unit, or NCCU, and the NCA, which is the UK's national crime agency, have found a 225 million cache of stolen emails and passwords, and they gave that information to haveibeenpwned.com, or HIBP, to add to its existing body of well over 600 million passwords and the pwned password set. Now, in case you're wondering, what is Have I Been Pwned? Well, Have I Been Pwned is a free data breach notification service that allows anyone to search across numerous past data breaches to see if their email address or phone number has been compromised by visiting the website haveibeenpwned.com. That website is HAVEIBPWNED.com. HIBP's website also provides website operators a hash of the passwords so users can avoid using those same passwords when creating a new account. Experts say that companies can use this website to meet NIST recommendation of not using any password that was previously exposed in a data breach. In case you're wondering, well, why is that important? Well, that requirement is helpful in regard to credential stuffing. That credential stuffing technique has been used to compromise billions of accounts over the years, and people using the same password for numerous accounts, well, if any of those accounts are compromised with that password, then the person's other accounts will become vulnerable as well. According to ZDNet, the credential stuffing technique was a problem a decade ago after billions of credentials were leaked online following major data breaches, giving threat actors huge credential data sets to test against accounts of varying importance. In a statement to Have I Been Pwned, the NCA said, quote, during recent NCA operational activity, the NCCU's mitigation at scale team were able to identify a huge amount of potentially compromised credentials, emails, and associated passwords in a compromised cloud storage facility, end quote. Now, while the cloud storage facility was not named, the authorities did say that through analysis, it became clear that these credentials were an accumulation of breached data sets known and unknown, and that the fact that they had been placed on a UK's business cloud storage facility by unknown threat actors, or criminal actors rather, meant the credentials now existed in the public domain and could be accessed by other third parties to commit further fraud and cyber offenses. Now, HIBP's creator Troy Hunt verified that the passwords given to HIBP were not in the existing pwned passwords dataset. Some of the new passwords included in the cache are as follows: Flamingo228, Alexei2005, and that's capital A-L-E-X-E-I-2005. The next one, 911-77700, 123-TESS, and that's capital T. And then the last one shared is capital A-G-A-N-E-S-Q. So if you're listening to this and this is your password, you should change it right away. Have I Been Pwned founder Troy Hunt said that the passwords supplied to his website by the NCA, FBI, or anyone are not for his service, but for the community, and that the website can be used by anyone to meet NIST recommendations to mitigate credential stuffing. Again, if you'd like to see if your email or data has been compromised, you can visit haveibeenpwned.com. That website again is HAVEIBEENPWNED.com. Looking at the website this evening, there are a total of 11,721,694,411 pwned accounts. As you can see by those numbers, this is a huge problem. Speaking of data breaches, another major vulnerability, Log4j, has been causing chaos across the globe. It came on the radar earlier this month, and it doesn't appear to be going anywhere anytime soon. Now, in case you're wondering, what is Log4j? Log4j is a flaw or vulnerability in widely used internet software, and it has left companies in both the private and public sector trying to deal with this huge cybersecurity threat to global computer networks during the holiday season. All eyes are on this vulnerability because, according to security experts, it has the potential to allow severe cyber attacks against various sectors across the globe. Log4j is a widely used Java library for logging error messages in applications. It's used in enterprise software applications, including those custom applications developed in-house by businesses, and forms part of many cloud computing services. It is distributed for free by Apache Software Foundation, and it's maintained by Apache volunteers. Log4j has been downloaded millions of times, and it's one of the most widely used tools to collect information across websites, applications, and corporate computer networks. In addition to this, it's also used in several Apache frameworks such as Apache Flink and Apache Swift. While security experts have warned that there are hundreds of thousands of attempts by hackers to find vulnerable devices, over 40% of corporate networks have already been targeted. According to an Apache spokeswoman, the way Log4j is inserted into different pieces of software makes it virtually impossible to track the tool's reach. Threat actors or hackers can take advantage of Log4j's vulnerability because they're able to execute code remotely on their target's computer, essentially giving them the ability to steal the victim or target's data, install malware, or take complete control of their target's device. Hacking systems to mine cryptocurrency are among some of the exploits recently discovered. In addition to this, cybersecurity researchers have found that other threat actors or hackers have designed malware to hijack computers for large-scale assaults on internet infrastructure. According to cybersecurity experts, this vulnerability could also provide hackers with enough leverage within a system to install ransomware, which is a type of computer virus that locks up data and systems until the target pays the hacker or threat actor. In addition to this, cybersecurity experts say that this vulnerability is a severe risk and that they've also observed malware and some ransomware variants being deployed via the Log4j vulnerability. There's a real fear that nation-state threat actors or hackers that are backed by foreign governments will attempt to exploit this vulnerability. According to Microsoft, they've traced attempted attacks that exploit the flaw to hackers with suspects linked to China and Iran. In addition to this, Microsoft said that one of the groups is the same one responsible for a hack of its Exchange Server email product earlier in 2021, which they say the U.S. attributed to China, although Beijing denies involvement in that attack. The company also states that it has seen attempts to exploit Log4j by nation-backed hackers from North Korea and Turkey. Another cybersecurity company said it observed scans for the vulnerability linked to Russia-backed hackers. According to ZDNet, U.S. officials say they have been in frequent contact with cybersecurity companies, cloud service providers, and telecommunications businesses to share information about the threat. CISA's information page offers guidance and recommendations in regard to Log4j. I'll read some information from their summary. Quote, CISA and its partners through the Joint Cyber Defense Collaborative are responding to active, widespread exploitation of a critical remote code execution RCE vulnerability, CVE-2021-44228, and Apache's Log4j software library versions 2.0 through beta 9 to 2.14.1, known as Log4Shell. Log4j is very broadly used in a variety of consumer and enterprise services, websites, and applications, as well as in operational technology products to log security and performance information. An unauthenticated remote actor could exploit this vulnerability to take control of an affected system. Updated on December 28th, it goes on to say organizations are urged to upgrade to Log4j 2.17.1 in parentheses Java 8, 2.12.4 Java 7, and 2.3.2 Java 6, and review and monitor the Apache Log4j security vulnerabilities webpage for updates and mitigation guidance. It also mentions that vendors should immediately identify, mitigate, and update affected products using Log4j to the latest version. Also, inform your end users of products that contain these vulnerabilities and strongly urge them to prioritize software updates. For the entire guidance, visit CISA's website, cisa.gov/USCERT/Apache-Log4j-vulnerability-guidance. Cybersecurity experts say they've tracked 10 million attempts to exploit the Log4j vulnerability per hour in the U.S., with threat actors or hackers using the vulnerability to target the retail sector more than any other, followed by technology, financial services, and manufacturing industries. CISA recommends immediately identifying internet-facing devices that have Log4j and ensuring your security team responds to alerts related to these devices. Also, they recommend installing a web application firewall with rules that automatically update. Again, for the full list of CISA's recommendations or guidance, you can go to cisa.gov/USCERT/Apache-Log4j-vulnerability-guidance. Before I bring this episode to a close, I'd like to say, while there seems to be a new cyber threat every day, just remember, if you practice good cyber hygiene, keep your devices updated, and apply patches when they're needed, you're doing your part to keep your computer network and devices as safe as possible. Also, as 2021 comes to an end, I want to thank each of you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Your support means a great deal. While 2021 may have impacted many of us differently, I just want to take this time to wish you and your loved ones a joyous and prosperous 2022 filled with everything your heart desires. As always, thank you for stopping by, and be sure to follow the show on social media. The Twitter handle is CyberCrimeFiles, and on Instagram and Facebook, it is Cyber and Crime Files. If you forget, you can just click the logos on the website and it will take you directly there. Thank you for listening to the Cyber and Crime Files. Until next time, have a good one and Happy New Year.